Differing viewpoints. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. Senate passed the Inflation Reduction Act on Sunday. The $740 billion package includes provisions on climate change initiatives, tax increases for large corporations, and lowering prescription drug costs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the legislation will help seniors in particular with prescription drug costs.
The Inflation Reduction Act is going to lower prescription drug costs for seniors, and that's been a long, ever since I got here. In the Senate in 1999, we've been trying to do this, and finally we have.
Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida disagrees with the Senate Majority Leader.
Right now, this bill actually ought to be called the War on Seniors Act. I mean, this is a war on Medicare. This is a $280 billion cut in Medicare.
Senator Rick Scott on CBS's Face the Nation. The bill must now pass the House before heading to the president. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been sending busloads of migrant asylum seekers to Washington, D.C. and New York City in response to the Biden administration's border policies. Democratic Mayor Eric Adams of New York City says the federal government needs to help his city with the situation.
We're reaching out to the federal government to tell them that we need help. We'll be on the phone with the White House so that we can resolve with this real humanitarian issue.
Now that President Biden has tested negative for COVID for a second straight day, he will be able to visit flood-damaged areas in Kentucky on Monday. Fox's Jill Nato has the details.
President Biden and the First Lady will be meeting with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear to look over the devastation from historic flooding that's hit several counties in eastern Kentucky. They're also expected to survey work being done at one of FEMA's disaster recovery centers.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Despite gas prices dropping since hitting record highs in June, GOP Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says the Biden administration still needs to step it up.
They're destroying this economy. And quite frankly, here in Minnesota where I live, gas is still more than $2 more today than it was on the first day of the Biden administration when Joe Biden decided he was going to kill our energy independence.
Democrats say that investing in green energy will lower gas prices in the long term. The city of Seattle at odds with residents and local businesses over curbing the city's growing homeless problem. Fox's Dan Springer in Seattle reports.
Seattle's leaders have been allowing illegal homeless street camping and parking for years, and now they appear to be looking the other way as these giant concrete blocks have been popping up to block the homeless. There are thousands of these two-ton ecology blocks placed in parking spots controlled by the city. They cost about $30 a piece and are being ordered by residents and business owners who are frustrated by broken-down RVs littering the streets. There are an estimated 4,000 derelict campers and other vehicles with homeless people living in them, and they park for months at a time in violation of Seattle's 72-hour parking law. Advocates for the homeless say the ecology blocks are just pushing the street campers to other areas.
The last big movie of the summer topping the weekend box office.
Bullet Train chugs into the top spot at the weekend box office.
Every job I do, somebody dies.
Some conflicts require a gun.
Sony's original action movie starring Brad Pitt debuts with 30.1 million in ticket sales. Coming in at number two, Warner Brothers' DC League of Super Pets. The animated release selling $11.2 million worth of tickets in its second week. And the sci-fi horror flick Nope performed. Performing well in its third weekend with 8.5 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.